Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Though I knew about George Washington in a general sense, this is the first time I've studied him in depth. The study was sobering. Let me explain. The depth of character and astounding expanse of his accomplishments makes one want to stand at attention and salute. Exploring words to describe him, many come to mind. Noble, kind, empathetic, disciplined, brave, authoritative, gracious, deeply structured. Washington was an English gentleman in every sense of the word. In his journey as a frontiersman, he saw the horrors of savagery and suffering, and experienced the heights of overcoming and victory in the face of staggering odds. At one point, he came upon the bloody scene of a woman and her children butchered by the Indians. All were scalped. At the other end of the spectrum, on Christmas night, 1776, his army of 2,400 soldiers spent all night silently crossing the Delaware River for a surprise attack on the enemy at dawn. Washington won the battle, known as the Battle of Trenton. It was the turning point of the Revolutionary War. George Washington actively sought to accept God's plan for him and his country, and he prayed fervently to follow God's ways. He cherished above all else the peace and comfort of home and family. But as duty called, he became a successful surveyor, innovative farmer, self-taught scholar, and prolific writer. He was an esteemed leader, a victorious warrior, a brilliant diplomat, and a master of hospitality.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.